Bona. There's an Isser Hatmana, there's a whole parak dedicated to that, then there's an Isser Shabir, and there's an Isser Hakazor. The Isser Hatmana, the Gemara says, is also the Rabbanah, Gzerisham Yatman Beremetz. And what's the tragedy if Yatman Beremetz? The Gemara says, Gzerisham Yichat Begehom. So a little bit of Gzer, a little Gzer. Not allowed to wrap up a pot in towel, less so. Put the pots in the middle of the coals, and what's so bad about that? So that's what they were chayshin, even though it's exactly right there.
Just a practical,
only
example
about
this in Hakana, seems to have like a multi-pebble, but what about something that just simply is reflecting back its own heat, but for Mela it's going to get heated up because it's reflecting the space contact. What is the space like? I think it's mylar or something like that.
It's
like a thin
trickle
you can shoot. It reflects a person's body heat, and that's what
keeps
it warm.
It makes it hotter?
It will actually get
hot
just by reflecting the heat.
Then it's a moist vessel? Okay. So then it's also even on air shot. If it's only mamet hevel, then it's only also on shot. Okay. Okay. So Rashi's opinion is that this perek, the beginning of this perek, is talking about Hatzmona also. And Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos, the only violation of Hatzmona is the Dova HaMatmin is touching the pot that has the food. So we're not at all talking about Hatzmona. Hatzmona is a different story, right? Just we're probably not going to learn perek by Matomnin. It's a big mitzvah. So there's just Halacha L'maaseh. There is a bit of a discussion. On Shabbos, you're not permitted to be Matmin in the Dova Hamamid Hevel, even though it's not Moshed Hevel. So the Shaila is, what about to pour hot, burning hot water into a thermos bottle? It's a person has a kettle of water on the fire, and then he realizes that the fire just went out. He's going to leave the kettle of water on the fire, it's going to cool down. So he quickly takes a thermos jug. He wants to pour all the water into a thermos jar. That's going to be, it's not Moshed Hevel, it's Mamid Hevel. So the Chayran Shabbos, it's not permissible to do even Hatzmona Medova HaMamid Hevel. It should be awesome. So some of the Gedolim in Europe held that it was Mutter. There was a big machlokes right before the Second World War when they first invented these thermos jars. So some said Mutter because there's a Gemara later that says that Hatzmona is only Osir if the food is in the original pot in which it was cooked, in the Klisha. Once the food was transferred to a Klisheni already, so by definition it's not so hot. But since it's not so hot to begin with, so you're not afraid to day Rishami Yatman Brahman. The thing's in a cliche anyway. So somehow that a thermos jar, since you're pouring the water from the kettle, from the Klishani, into a cliche, so you can't say that it's also mitam hatman. Another said, Adarabba. Cliche is a different story. If I pour the water from the kettle into a jar, and then I'd wrap around the jar as opposed to wrapping around the kettle, they say, nah, what's that? Tain a daima. The jar to begin with is a klisheni. The tfanas on the karra, so it already cooled off the water. So what do you mean, dover mamin hevel? How much hevel is going to be mamin already? The thing was, hoylach on this karra when he started to pour it in. But a thermos bottle, that's exactly the nature of the thermos jar. You can't do the hatmon, you had no brayer. If you're going to do the hatmon, and the klivishon is not going to do as good a job. You pour it into the klisheni. That's not a demonstration that you don't care if it cools off. Other rabbis might put it into the thermos jar because that's going to do the good job of Hatmana. So that's all that it is in the Isra of Hatmana. You have to take a look. I forgot already which was the majority opinion. I don't know. It's good to know. The thermos bottle. What do you have? Slight air space in between. So that's not called Hatzmona. Could be. I don't know. Yeah?
What about if you were to use one of these cups to drink out of, since it's enemy to the venue, not necessarily doing it to be doing Hatmana as much as in drinking mode, but it's mostly now because of the certain nature of it that it does have, you do Hatmana with it, then it becomes mutsa, then you couldn't even use it to drink out of it.
You mean I want to use the thermos to drink from the thermos bottle, not from the cup on top. Drink directly from the thing. No, then it's not Hatzmona at all. If he doesn't close it up on top, then it's not Hatzmona.
Even if he screws on the top.
No, but if he pours the water in, then he screws on the cap.
He close to the cap, and then he takes the, it has like a straw built in.
placing of the water into the container is just to serve as a cup.
So
he's going to drink it right away. He's not really interested in doing the hatman. Then for sure it's not a hatman.
He's drinking it right now.
I don't know. It's a good shot.
How is it different than the Gemara by Atmana of Kenim Mechon and Mechon? That the Gemara says by Atmana that's Mutter? So how is this case?
Pinim Mechon and Mechon, the Gemara says is Mutter. So that's what I think Tzirulson, the Rabbi Kishinev, I think he was killed by the Nazis. He has a Tshuva Sefer. Rabbi Yolev Tzirulson writes that it's Mutter because Pinim Mechon and Mechon. Because the Gemara says, the only time you're concerned Shema Yichata B'Gecholim is if the food is still in the Klevishan and it's burning hot, but still hot in the Klevishan, so then you're afraid if it'll be Matbim Beremet, it'll be Mechata B'Gecholim to keep it hot. But once he pours it to another Mecham, so he demonstrates that he doesn't care to really keep it hot. He's Vaharais pouring it into the Klesheni, it's already cooling off, it's Fanas Amakaros. So then even if he wraps around the Klesheni and it's a Dova HaMamed Hevel, how much Hevel is going to be? Mamed already. It's already shvach. So you don't have to be concerned Shema Yichata B'Gecholim, because he demonstrates that he's not interested. So that's Rabbi Yudalei Tzirulson's right. And the other Gedolim in Europe held that, no, here, if you'll do Hatmana in the Kepel, in the Klevishan, Ba'odah B'Klevishan, it won't do as good a job. The reason why he pours it into the thermos jar, because the thermos jar is better equipped to do the Hatmana. It's going to maintain the heat even better and much better than in the original Kepel.
Isn't Hatmana only for the Klevishan?
It's just a pot.
It's not a pot.
I think they assume here that this is a pot inside a pot. I think you can take it apart. Can you take it apart? You can't take it apart?
No.
Can I take it apart?
No.
No?
Oh.
I don't have a thermos box.
And there is big air space between it as well.
Okay.
So in Zalman talks about today's crock pots. They have the crock pots that they put in Erev Shabbos. They put a chum in. And there you have it. It's a pot within a pot and a cover within a cover. That he talks about, perhaps that comes out.
That's the question of
Hatman. Yeah, that he talks about.
But here you want to say that this is all one kli, so there's no active Hatman at all. Could be.
Nobody puts anything on top of the pot.
The pashtus is that not. The pashtus is Hatman. It means it's in it. The food is in a pot, and then I'm matmin around and around. So some Achrayim say, if you're matmin rove of the pot, even though a miut is uncovered, that's also called hatmana, and even though the miut that's uncovered is the whole top. I would have thought pashtus is certainly not. The ikar is the hatmana if you cover the top of the pot, and then in addition to the top, you have to be matmin rove of the pot around. But if you covered the bottom and the sides, and you didn't cover the top, so I would have thought... I would have thought that the ikar hatmana is missing. So that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it's awesome. That was the last tshuva that he wrote. The tshuva is what killed him, I guess. Must have been the most difficult tshuva to him to write. He died after he wrote that tshuva. He wrote that it's hatmana, even though there's nothing put on top of the pot. That's called hatmana. It's a difficult, very difficult sheet.
The top is
in Shulchan Aruch it says, let's say I have a pot and I wrap it around with towels, and the towels are not most of Hevel, but I have a fire on the bottom, so the fire is most of Hevel. The Dova HaMatmin is only Mamed Hevel, but there is a fire, an element, an extra electric element on the bottom. So the Mechaber writes that that's also called Atmana B'Dova HaMosad Hevel, that it's also Yishim B'od Yom. So let's say if you have a samovar, they have the element on the bottom, so that's not Hatmana, you didn't cover the samovar. So here in the stores they sell a special cloth cover to put, a plastic cover to put over the whole samovar to keep it even hotter than otherwise, that the water inside will be even mamish bubbling hot. Malavisicha. according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's Hatmana B'Dava HaMosav Hevel, that it's also even on Yom Shabbos. Even though the plastic that you put around the samovar is not Mosav Hevel, it's just Mamon Hevel, but since there is an element on the bottom, so the element on the bottom with the plastic around, well, the whole thing altogether is labeled as Dava HaMosav Hevel. But at least when you've covered the samovar, I understand why that's called Hatmana, because the cover of the samovar covers on top and it covers the sides. So Rubai, the whole samovar is covered. But over here, by the crack pot, Rav Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush. Even they just put the lid on top of the pot. It's not a lid, not a lid on top of a lid. I think he's talking about just one lid on top of the pot. You can take out the pot from the shell, so that's a pot within a pot that separates. So that's taket. That's hatmona all around. That's hatmona. And davar hamosav hevel, because there's an element inside. So that's hatmona does have. But the shayla, can you call it hatmona if it's rubai mutma on the bottom and the sides, but the top is not mutma? So how can you pull
that? That top is not the cover for the inside one. The inside one is an uncovered pot. You make out one as an uncovered pot, and you put it into something that touches that is covered on top and covered on the side. If the top cover would be a cover only to fit on the inside, then the aron would be right. But here it's wider, it goes over the outside.
So that's called hatmona on an uncovered pot.
That's
one
of an uncovered
pot. Okay.
Can't make us one of an uncovered pot.
Same thing.
Okay.
I think that's his logic. Mm-hmm. It's a very brief shuvah. So he doesn't explain.
It became very popular
in Yeshiva.
It's a wonderful
chumash. I think, but after he passed away, and then they printed explanations for the stock. So I think they quoted some Achmanim who said that if the robe of the pot is mutman, even though the lid is not mutman, it's still called hatmana. They dug up some Achmanim like that. So I thought that was very difficult. So you're saying it over differently, that the lid on top covers the outer pot, it doesn't cover the inner pot. So you're doing hatmana on an uncovered pot. The pot inside is uncovered. Okay. Okay, so the laws of Atman still apply to Manazeh. There are cases. No, you have cases where it's a question of whether this is Atman or not. Okay. So you have two parts to the din of Atman. Atman of Bod Yom is also only if it's Moshe Behevel. Atman on Shabbos is also only, even if it's only Mamin Hevel. And then Ben Ashmashis, we had a mission in the end of Bama Madlikin. Mishnah says, Tavik HaShech HaSemekenech HaShecha. So it says it is permissible. The Tom Nenis HaCham, you are permitted to do Atman if it's a dovah hamamid hevel. That's how the Gemara explains. Ben Ashmashis, you make ala narisa de rabban. So that's hatmana. And we don't learn. We learn like Tosafot. We don't learn like Rashi. Rashi says what you're dealing with over here in our Mishnah, the groof of ktuma is an order that it should no longer be most of hevel. It's a difficult pshat Rashi learns. So Tosafot learns a whole different pshat. Rashi keeps on talking about most of hevel. It's no longer most of hevel. Rashi learns a shal of hatmana. So Tosafot says no. The two hatmana is a different perek. Before, later, but over here we're not talking about Atman. Here we're talking about Shehiyah, and we're talking about Hachazor. So Shehiyah is forbidden with the Rabbanon because of the Gzeir Hashem Yichata B'Gecholim. What's the story with Hachazor? Why is Hachazor forbidden? Hachazor is that Minatar is a Bishlach HaBishol. So why did they ask him with the Rabbanon? So he pointed out, we're going to soon find the Machlokes HaRishonim. Machlokes HaRishonim, what the Yosef Meir points out, has to do with the Tosafot Mahu Lismach. So we're soon going to get, we're up to that Gemara Ma'alit. But there's going to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. Why is Hachazor forbidden with the Rabban? Is it forbidden because it's Mechzikin Rashel? In other words, even in Bishol Lach HaBishol Min HaTor, but with the Rabban we say, Yesh Bishol Lach HaBishol, the Nisa Bishol Min Rabban, so Melach Min Rabban. Perhaps we should say no, that the prohibition of Hachazor is the same, for the same reason that they prohibited Shehiyah, Zerish HaMichata B'Gecholim, it's Mechab HaMavis, for the same reason they prohibited Hachazor, Zev Hashem Yichad B'Kol. Ah, if so, so they all ask the kasha. So Gruf HaKtuma should be enough. If Gruf HaKtuma is enough to be Mata Shia, so Gruf HaKtuma should be enough to be Mata Achzor. So the Mishnah Brura and the Yosef Sameach both say, look in the Rabbi Natam's Sefer Yosha where he answers the kasha. So he explains that if you did the Gruf HaKtuma Mevod Yom and a Shia, so you must tell me, you set it up so well that there's nothing to be concerned about Shem Yichad B'Kol. But if you're going to do Achzor in the middle of Shabbos, so then even with the group of Tumah, that's not sufficient. You need more. You need to be able to be able to be able to lachzer, etc. Okay. What's the difference halacha l'maisa with the Iser of Hachazore is an Iser Bishol Midirabbanon or the Iser of Hachazore? What's the difference whether the Iser Hachazore on Shabbos is really ain't Bishol HaBishol and the Iser Hachazore is because of Bishol Midirabbanon? Well, you say no. Ain bishlach habishul in the Rabbanon. There's no bishul, but the reason why it's forbidden is because of the gzeir shem yichata b'gechol. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that you're not even allowed to ask a nochri to do hachazara for you. That's the assumption of the Ramah and the Taz and the Magen Avraham. They all assume that that's not allowed. To ask a nochri to do hachazara is not allowed. And then the Shari Tshuva quotes from the Tshuvas HaMaharit that he had a heter. He thought that since people certainly enjoy warm food much better, they enjoy warm food on Shabbos much better than cold food. All week long they enjoy it better. And on Shabbos, it's a mitzvah by next Shabbos to enjoy the food better. So this would constitute a situation of shvuz u'shvuz l'makom mitzvah, which is mutter. If you ask an achri to do hachazor, if you yourself do the hachazor, it's only a violation of a malach med rabbana. If you ask an achri to do an isa deraisa, the fact that it's on merely an achri lowers it down to the level of an isa derabbana. It's only the rabbana. So if you ask an achri to do an isa derabbana, so that's called the shvuz. And if it's b'makom mitzvah, then we're mekel on that. So we should allow it. So that's the Tshuvas Maharit. We should allow, we should commit Amir al-Nachri to do hachazara on Shabbos because it's a shvuz the shvuz b'makom mitzvah. So the Mishnah Brura writes that the simple reading of the Ramah, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham is not so. Everybody assumes that this Maharit is not accepted. Shabbos, why not? What's wrong with the Cheshvan? What's wrong with the Cheshvan that it's a shvuz the shvuz b'makom mitzvah? So he mentioned the Egle Tal said as well that the only time you say that there's a kula shvuz the shvuz b'makom mitzvah, that the Amir Liyakim lowers the level of the Yisr, that's if the Yisr that's being done is a malacha, and in HaTorah it's only malacha if I do it myself. If I have a nachri do it for me, that's only Amir Liyakim, that lowers the level. But what happens if the prohibition that I'm violating is a gzera midirabon? So sometimes a gzera, a malacha can only be violated by kumbi yaseh. So if I don't do the kumbi yaseh, I ask an achri to do it for me, so that knocks it down a level. So if to begin with it was a malacha deraisa, Amir Liyakim lowers it to the level of the rabbon. If to begin with it was a malacha derabon, so the Amir Liyakim lowers it down to the level of a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz, mamaka mitzvah would be mutter. But if the thing that I'm violating is not really a malacha min haTorah, it's not a malacha derabon, it's a gzera. So then it depends on the nature of the gzeris. Sometimes the gzeris were introduced only b'kumbi yaseh, depending on the formulation of the nusach ha-gzeris. And sometimes the gzeris were introduced b'shevi al-tasa. Take for example, shehiya. Shehiya means you're not allowed to have your food on the fire warming up leil Shabbos, gzeris shem yichad v'chon. So, unless you have a blech. So would you say, if I put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, that's my direct violation of shehiya? If they ask a nochri, I have a maid in the kitchen. So let's go to your maid. She should put the food on the fire, on raw food, on the fire on Erev Shabbos, which will cook into Shabbos. And we still say that you're allowed to accept for food. But the whole prohibition by leaving food, Shem Echad to Chom, is only exer, the Rabbanon. So they ask the goyish maid to put the raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, not a blech. That should be a shvuz du shvuz, but makom mitzvah should be mutter. Should be a shvuz du shvuz, makom mitzvah should be mutter. So the answer is certainly not mutter. That's not a shvuz de shvuz. You don't violate the Issa Shehiyah. When does one violate the Issa Shehiyah? When he puts the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos? No. There's no violation. If you put food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, then you're about to bench lift and you're going to take the pot off of the fire. Take it off the fire, didn't violate anything. The prohibition is violated by Shevi Al-Tasa. Shehiyah is always a violation, is always an Issa that's violated midrabbanon by Shevi Al-Tasa. When Shabbos enters and my food is on the fire, cooking on my behalf, then they made a gzera derabbanan shem yichat b'gechol. So it doesn't really make a difference who puts food on the fire, whether the Yisrael put the food on the fire or the Nachris put the food on the fire. As long as the Jews' food is on the fire on Erev Shabbos, b'shas k'nisus haShabbos, so that's the gzera shem yichat b'gechol. So you can always violate shehiya b'shevi altas. So she is always violated b'shevi altas. It's not a violation on Erev Shabbos when I put the food on the fire. It's when Shabbos enters and my food is being cooked on my fire. Even if the food was put on Erev Shabbos ben nochri. So that's the shaila. What about hachazor? Is hachazor a gzera? Shem yichat b'gechon. In which case one can argue the point and say that perhaps one could violate hachazor b'shevi altasa. By having my food returned back on the fire on Shabbos, that's my violation of Shem yichat b'gechon. That's my violation of the gzera. Or should you say no? maybe the depends how did the Chachamim formulate the prohibition, how they formulate the Nusach of the Issa. Did they say it's forbidden to be Machzeh b'Shabbos? Or did they say it's forbidden to have your food restored back on the fire on Shabbos? If you say that ain't bishalach habishul min haTorah, but midrabbana mechzik mebashal, yesh bishalach habishul, then it's tamis and isa malacha midrabbana. And isa malacha midrabbana, so malachas always have to be violated, b'kum liyaseh. So if I'll ask a nochri to put the food back on the fire on Shabbos, that's a shvuz d'shuz, no macha mitzvah. Then the marit is right. So marit was a Sephardi, pashtetuch. He lived the same time as the Beis Yosef. There were no Ashkenazim there in Eretz Yisrael. The Ashkenazim lived in Europe. The Ramah lived in Europe. And all the Gdolim who lived in Sfas and Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they were all Sfardim. So all so the Maharit followed the Sfardish apostim. They hold that HaChazora is also Midrabanon, the Torah is Malacha Midraban. That's Malacha Bishon Midraban. Even though Ein Bishalach Bishon and Ater, but Midraban Yesh Bishalach Bishon Machzikim Mevash. So if it's a violation of Bishon Midraban, if he has Kenochri to do the HaChazora, so then that lowers it down a level to be considered a Shuz Bishuz. It's a Macha Mitzvah. So shuz d'shuz makom mitzvah would be mutter. To rely on this every week, that's not right. The head to shuz d'shuz makom mitzvah is an emergency head if you got stuck. It's not right every single week to allow the nochris in the kitchen to take out the food from the refrigerator, put it back on top of the fire, to do hachazar, that's not right. But once in a while, if you get stuck, so then it's a tool for an emergency. If you get stuck, so you have a head to shuz d'shuz makom mitzvah. Let's say if you go in the elevator on Shabbos, even if you assume that if I push the elevator button myself and I complete the circuit, the worst it can be is only the Rabbanon. Chazanish holds that that's makabah patush abona. He holds that that's a malacha derais. Whenever you complete an electrical circuit and it causes something to happen, the fan starts working, the refrigerator starts working, the elevator starts going up and down and around and whatever. So he holds that whenever you complete a circuit and something happens, stomach complete a circuit and electrons are running around, dancing around in a circle. So they dance. So what's the malacha? But if I cause the electrons are jumping around and that causes something to change in the world, the refrigerator is working or the fan is working or something like that, the air conditioner is working, so then the Chazon Ish shows that that's a malacha d'arayis, he's not sure. It's either bona makaba patish, because it's hard to tell what's bona, what's makaba patish. But he writes that he feels that that must be a malacha d'arayis. And many others disagree with the Chazon Ish. I think most others disagree. They hold that the worst it can be is only the Rabban. If you use an electrical appliance, if you use an electrical bulb, so that's havar. If you use an electrical flower, so then you're in violation of Koresh. If you use an electrical planter, they did the Zoreya. If you do an electrical reaper, they did Kotzer Midrabanan. If you just use an electrical elevator, the elevator goes up and down. So going up and down, that per se is not a malacha. And just completing the circuit, causing it to go up and down, so many hold that that's only maka. They hold like the Chazon Ish Midrabanan. Not minatur. So that's the tzad lahokel that many rely on, that if you have to nochri to take you in the elevator, you live on the 24th floor. And if you're not going to rely on that, you're going to have to climb up 24 floors. So that's a mokam mitzvah. You want to enjoy Shabbos, you don't want to climb up 24 floors. Okay. So that's a shuz d'shuz mokam mitzvah. That's a heta if you get stuck. But not that's not a heta to move into this apartment building and to use the heta every single week. This the heta of shuz d'shuz mokam mitzvah is a heta in an emergency situation. It's not a heter gomer that every week you can do it b'shofi like that. It has to be limited, it has to be restricted a little bit. Shalit, how do you determine every other Shabbos is muta? Every other Shabbos is muta? Every third Shabbos is muta? Every fourth, once a month? Mishnah Berurah says in one place, once a month. He doesn't talk about this, he's talking about a different thing. That there's a Gemara Brachas on the Fes in the first parish. That sometimes a person says Kriya Shema twice in the same time zone, once after Alos HaShachar before Hanetzach Amo, and the next time after Hanetzach Amo, and he says the Kriya Shema Shal Arvis and Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. The truth of the matter is that it doesn't make any sense. How can it be? After Alos HaShachar, before Hanetzach Amo, after Alos HaShachar is Yom already. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a big Shas Atchak. So I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rishonim. You can only be Mekel B'Shas HaTzakeh once in a long while. So what's the definition once in a long while? So I think it says once a month. Once a month. You can't be Mekel more than once a month on this. So once a month means because there are 30 days in the month, once every 30 times. So the Heter over here would only apply once every 30 Shabbosim? Or do you say, no, once a month. But there are only four Shabbosim in the month. It's not the same as Kriyashma's Kriyat Shema is every day Kriyat Shema. So once a month is one out of 30. It's unclear. And if you have, let's say you allow it once a month you're allowed to go in the elevator with the goy to take you up, once a month. So only one ride to a customer on the one Shabbos? Or you can go Friday night and Shabbos morning and Shabbos Shudas? Well, everything goes three times on the same Shabbos, only once on that one Shabbos once a month. Once every 30 Shabbos? I don't know. That's the question. Anyway, but this is... Hafiz Musa Zarachmanis, the guy has this
Where do we know? What is the
market that
it's only
the Pashtus is like that. It's an emergency hetter. But not a hetter the Shofi. You can't use it every week.
Wait, does it say that somewhere?
I think it's assumed that there's a question like that. It's assumed like that. You mean let it be a violation of Shahir? Let it be a violation of Shahir? It's not, we talk and there's no issue of Shahir once it's Mavushal called Tzarka. So you don't need a blech for that, Mitam Shia. But still, it's also Mitam HaChazar. So he says if the Nochri does it, then it's the Shruz the Shruz.
That's with a blech.
It doesn't even matter, even with a blech. It doesn't make a difference. With a blech or without it. I don't think it makes a difference because it's not already the other of a Daita L'Hachzer. So you don't have the conditions of Hachzer of Hachanzor. Even if you're going to have a blech, it's still going to be an Issa Hachanzor. Because it wasn't on the fire in Ershav, so it's not already the other of a Daita L'Hachzer.
Oh, it was on the fire.
Let's say it's in the refrigerator.
But
yeah.
It's not the refrigerator.
You mean it's on the glass?
It's on the glass, and then you take it off the
glass
and you put it down.
We
are not going to put it down today.
Even with a glass, you're not going to put it down after all time.
So, but he would hold
it with
your
arm?
Because it's
a glass. He says that the Nochri is
going to
put it back on, that's
finished. I put it down, the Nochri puts it back.
Right. I'm committed to ask the Nochri to put the food back on top of the fire on Shabbos. But he says that the shluz for makam mitzvah. What's the makam mitzvah? The guests would prefer to enjoy warm food rather than cold food.
It's not you're willing to walk up to the 24th floor on Shabbos and live in such a building, and you don't say anything to the
Pashtus says that not. That's the Mishnah that we learned in the end of Kol Kisrei, that if the Nochri does the Malach of the Shul Yisrael, you're not permitted to get Hanoah from the Malach on Shabbos. You have to wait till Bechdei Shiyasu. If the Nochri puts out the fire, Nochri Shabbala Chabbos, Eina Malach, Al Techabbos, you don't have to tell him, don't do the Malach. The Taisa says, you're not really being Nana from the Malach of the Yakum. The house is there. The Nochri took away the fire, Mela the house remained. But over here, if the Nochri lights the candle, or the Nochri draws the water, carries the water from the Mishnah Sarab into the Mishnah Sayachid, or the Nochri builds the kevesh, or the Nochri harvests some peris, or the Nochri takes me up to the 24th floor, so I'm getting anor directly from the Malacha of the Nochri. Not that the Nochri removed the Sreifa, Mimela I'm then from the building. No, I'm going in his elevator. But that's not allowed, even if the Nochri volunteers on his own, you're not allowed. That's the Mishnah of Kufcha Beis Amin Aleph, because we're afraid, Tosfos explains, if we'll allow Jews to get Anor from the Melech HaSanochi that he volunteers on his own, the next thing you'll know is that the Jew will ask him in advance to do it, and he'll make believe, make it look like an accident. Because people are Hashurim to violate Amir and Anochi, because they know it's only the Rabbanon, so it's not so big, you're not going to burn in the real hot Gehenna. It's not so terrible. So I'd rather go up in the elevator and burn a little bit in Gehenna later than burn by walking up the 24 flights every week. So that's not allowed. You're not allowed to be nana from the Melech HaSanochi, unless you say that it's a heter, or shruz the shruz from Malka Mitzvah. So this heter of the Maharit, the truest Maharit, the Maharit was a Sephardi. So he goes with the Sephardish of Paskim, with the Rambam and the Rif and the Ran and the Rashba and all the other Rishonim. We're going to see soon that they are of the opinion that the nature of the Yisur of HaChazor is that it's an Issa Bishul Midirabon. Even though I'm Bishul HaBishul Menater Ba Midirabon, it is an Issa Bishul. So it's an Issa Bishul means it's a Malacha Midirabon. So a Malacha, you're only a violation if you do Bikum V'yaseh. If you don't do Bikum V'yaseh, yes, Ganachri to do it for you, so low is the level of the Issa. So if to begin with HaChazor is only a Bishul Midirabon, yes, Ganachri, so then it becomes the Shvuz, the Shvuz. And it's B'maka Mitzvah, it'll be Mutzah. But the suggestion that we made was that perhaps the reason why the Ramah and the Taz and the Magan Avram, nobody assumes like this Ma'arit, they all seem to assume that it's not permissible. That's where the Mishnah Berurah points out. You see from the simple reading of all of the Nesi Kelim, from the Ramah and all the Nesi Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, that nobody agrees with this Ma'arit. They don't spell it out explicitly, they don't quote the Ma'arit and disagree, but from the whole conversation that they have, you see that nobody agrees. So perhaps we suggested perhaps the reason why is because the Ramah paskins for the Ashkenazim, like the Tesis, Mahulismach, that we're soon going to learn, that Tesis seems to hold that the prohibition of Hachazore is not that it's Bishul Midrabon. It's also like the Shem Yichat Abigacholim. It's also a Gzerah. The same Gzerah, Shem Yichat Abigacholim, that for that reason they prohibited Shia, so it's the same reason why they prohibited Hachazore. The Gemara never says why is Hachazore. The Gemara just says that Shia is also Gzerah Shem Yichat Abigacholim. Never says why Hachazara is also. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbi in the Tam in the Seif Ayosha. That Hachazara is also also because of Shem Yichad B'Kham. And that was the Kasha that he has. So if Grufa Ketum is enough to solve the problem of Shehiya, so why shouldn't it be enough to solve the problem of Hachazara? What do you need to be other Vedai to Lahakse for? They gave the whole Teretz at the Osamech and the Mishnah Berurah said you should look up in the Seif Ayosha. He said because Hachazara, you're not leaving it on the fire on Erev Shabbos, you're going to do it on Shabbos. It'd be more of a concern, maybe he didn't set up the system correctly on Erev Shabbos. Maybe it's not going to work, and there's more of a concern of Shema Yechon. So the way we assume that it's a Gzeirah Midirabbanon, we know that Gzeirahs can sometimes be violated to Shev Yaltat. It depends on the Nusach HaGzeirah. That's exactly the whole Gzeirah of Shehiyah is violated to Shev Yaltat. It's always violated. It's never violated to Kumbi Yaseh. When you put the raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, you're not in violation of anything until Shabbos enters and your pot is on the fire and it continues to cook. So then you're in violation of the prohibition of the Rabbanan, Gzeirah Shem Yichata. The Gzeirah Shem Yichata of Shia is always violated the Shev Yaltas. It doesn't make a difference whether the Nochri put it on the fire and every Shabbos or the Jew put it on the fire. As long as the Jew knows that his pot of raw food is being cooked Leil Shabbos on his behalf, so at that moment when Shabbos enters and he knows his pot is on the fire, then the Jew is in violation of the Gzeirah of Shia. So if you'll assume that Hachazor is for the same reason as Shia, like the Rabbi Natan writes in Seif Ayosh, that's how we pass, there are more Paschus Halacha Lamaisa, like that Rabbi Natan, then it may possibly follow that one can be in violation of, it could be that one can be in violation of the Gzeirah of Hachazor, even B'Shev Galtasa. In Gzeirah, there's no rule. In Malachas, there's a rule. Malachas can only be B'Kum B'Yaseh. There's no Malachas B'Shev Galtasa. So if you ask a Nachri to do a malacha for you, it lowers the level of the malacha. If you started off, if you would have done, it would have been a malacha deraisa. If you ask a Nachri, it's a chad derabbanan. If you would have done, it would have been a chad derabbanan. If you ask a Nachri, it becomes a shuz deshuz. It becomes a trei derabbanan. The shuz deshuz, and it would be mutam and makam mitzvah. But once you establish, once the Ramah accepts the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser of HaChazorah is not a malacha midrabbanan of Bishul, it's a gzeirah shem yichata, it's for the same reason as Shehiyah, so now there's room to wonder. Maybe the way the Chachamim formulated this Yisur of HaChazara was such that the Yisur HaChazara can even be violated by Shev Yaltas. The same Shaila, that they set up a Shabbos clock. They set up a Shabbos clock in such a way that I don't lift a finger at all. And the fire goes on, the element goes on Shabbos, the electric element goes on Shabbos, and the food gets reheated on Shabbos. The food was cool, and in the middle of Shabbos it gets reheated. So it could be that that's a prohibition of HaChazara, even though I don't lift a finger at all on Shabbos. It could be that when my food is returned on top of the fire, on my behalf, either a Nachri does it or it's by Shabbos clock, doesn't make a difference. That's my direct violation of HaChazara, B'Shev Yaltas. So that's a discussion in the Chazon Ish. If you have a Shabbos clock, a system of a Shabbos clock, and it's going to turn the element on Shabbos and the food is going to get reheated on Shabbos. In one place, the Chazon Ish writes that that's HaChazor, that one can be a violation of HaChazor even though it's B'Shev Yaltasa. Another place he writes that it's not a violation of HaChazor. He thinks that it's Mutter, because you have to do some kumli atzei in order to violate hachzar. And in each place, he refers you to the other. There's a cross reference in brackets to look at the other place. That's the question: which did he write first? Which did he write second? Which did he hold the maskan? So in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he quotes the Chazan, he said lahaka, and he gives it a line that says lahaka. How did he have the Ruach HaKodesh to know that? I don't know. So I sent him a letter when I got the first edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, and he didn't change it. He didn't change it. I don't know. How did he know that it should be lahaka? He quotes another mocker that a Shabbos clock is mutter. There's no Isar of Hachazara. The other mocker is from the Malamed Lahoyal. Malamed Lahoyal has a tshuva. Usually Malamed Lahoyal's tshuvas are very brief. He just says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, it says also. Look in the Mishnah Berurah, it says mutter. Look in the Chayorim, it says also. Look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it says mutter. He just, whenever someone already wrote a tshuva, so what does he have to repeat the tshuva? Look in the Marsham, it says also. Look in the Shoel HaMeishim, it says mutter. And once in a while, he has to write an original tshuva. So here there's a long tshuva about this. The Shaila happens to be about a hospital. They set up a Shabbos clock in a hospital to reheat the food for the sick patients. The Meduber is for sick patients. He has a longer tshuva and he comes out lahakal. He doesn't say lahakal because there are sick patients in the hospital. But the halacha says that on behalf of the Chol Hashem B'Sakani, you're permitted to violate anything that's only exerim in the Rabbanah. The Gemara says that Shehi is Mutter. The Gemara says Shehi is Mutter for Chol Hashem B'Sakani. We're going to get to that, try to get to that Gemara today. It could be that that's what he meant. It could be that it's unclear. It's a long tshuva in the Malamed Lahoyal. Usually he's very clear. He doesn't write that he's only mekel because it's sick patients in the hospital. But it could be that that's all he was interested in proving, that it's not a malacha deraisa. There's no isa deraisa. Once it's only a xeris, so then it's a dover mugan ne'elav that on behalf of cholim in a hospital it would be mutter. He doesn't say explicitly whether he would be mater even for a private home, or only for the cholim in the hospital. That's a question. So there's a contradiction in the Chazon Ish about this. There is a possibility that even though mamish, no one lifts a finger at all on Shabbos, the whole thing is done by Shabbos clock, could be that even in such a case there is a violation of Hachazar. I feel in Tim's Lama like the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa assumes that it is Asa, but you could still argue that if a Nochri puts the food on top of the fire, that is Hachazar. It's my direct Hachazar. You don't need that I should do it to Kumi Yaseh. If the Nochri puts it back on the fire on my behalf, that could be that's my direct violation of Hachazor, and you can't label this as a shuz de shuz, that it should be mutam and makmis. It's not a shuz de shuz. Could it be that what? I don't hear. Could it be that what? Shehiya. Let it be Shehiya.
Yeah.
Well, the Gemara says Shehiya is permissible even without a blech if it's Mavushal Kotzer. That's Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. The Gemara says in Amid Beis, right in the middle of Amid Beis, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Yechanan. Even though it's mitzamek liofalo, it's still mutter. And Tesis thinks we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. Pasuk Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Yechanan. And even if you're going to say not like Rabbi Yechanan, but still you have Rabbi Shmuel with Rav Nachman. So they say if it'll be mitzamek viralo, it'll be mutter. There are cases that Shehiya is mutter. Without a blech, that you don't need a blech. But Hachzor is still going to be awesome. Hachzor is always awesome. Even when stomach viralo, Hachzor is always awesome.
If you see my Christian bro, but from Essen, not be answered because it's Shemechata. So, what's the language of Shabbos clock any different?
Shabbos clock, one could argue the point is no human intervention at all. How can you call that Hachazara? No one put the food back on top of the fire. Everything happened by itself. You can say at least by a Nochri putting the food back on the fire, at least somebody put the food back on the fire. So that's a prohibition of, that's a violation of Hachazara. But by the Shabbos clock, no one put the food back on the fire. You set up a system whereby the fire went back on under that. So one could argue the point that by definition, that's not called Hachazara. I could see that one could argue the point the other way also. That's the other Chazanish. I can see that Chazanish. Having my food returned back on top of the fire, how? The food didn't move. It stayed in the same location. But the fire went off, and now the fire went back on in the middle of Shabbos. I can see why the Chazon Ish was entitled to make such a suggestion that that should also be a violation of HaChazor. Even though there's mamish no human intervention whatsoever. So I can see a makom lechalek. You can say it's only HaChazor. You need dafke. Has to be called an act of HaChazor to prohibit it. So you have to have an act of HaChazor. A human being has to put it back on top of the fire. Not that the fire goes back on by itself under the food. Okay, so again, so this is the machlokes harishonim that we didn't get to yet. We keep on promising they're going to be on machlokes. That's the Yosemech said there is a machlokes harishonim. We're up to it. Ma'ul Iskot. We'll soon see. So the Yosemech says that's the machlokes harishonim. There are Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else. What's the Yisr? What's the nature of the Yisr HaChazor? But the nature of the Yisr Shia, that L'cholade is. That's Gzeirah Mirabban, Gzeirah Shem Yichat V'Gilchol. Okay, so how far did we get? The Gemara gave two ways to read the Mishnah. Okay, that's where we spent time yesterday. It says in the Mishnah on the second line, going on to the third line, Lo yitain, ad shiigra fashita nesef, ini grufa ktumi nida blech. So it says, Lo yitain. Yeah, what's the purpose of the blech? So Rashi says the purpose of the grufa ktumo is that it should not be Moses Hevel. Moses Hevel is a story of Hatmonim about Yom. According to the other Rishonim, we're not talking about Hatmonim. The topic of Hatmonim doesn't apply at all. Hatmonim is only if the pot is covered over around and around. The whole pot is not covered over here. So Rashi emphasizes a different opinion. There is a Machlokes Rishonim quoted in Shulchan Aruch LaHalacha. There is a Machlokes Rishonim. What if you have a pot that's not covered around and around, but the flame is on the bottom, and the bottom of the flame, the top of the tip of the flame is touching the bottom of the pot. So some Rishonim hold, there Rabbeinu Chanan holds later on the sugya that's also called Hatmonim. That's also called Hatmonim. And Bod Yom, let's have a kettle of water that's fully cooked already. If it's going to keep on cooking, it's going to evaporate. The stomach veralo. It's not going to taste more gishmak if you let it keep on cooking. It's just going to evaporate if you let it keep on cooking. So hot water is considered the mitzamek veralo. So the pashtus is that if the water is all fully cooked in the Bod Yom, it's permissible to leave it on the fire without a blech. So how come everybody always insists on putting a blech? If all you're putting on the fire is going to be a kettle of water, what do you need a blech for? So the answer is, for Shia, per se, you don't need a blech. It's stuck in the stomach very alo. But if you want to pour one cup of water, and then you want to put it back on top of the fire, so then you're going to need a blech to do hachazara. You need already be able to bedak to the hachzir plus group of tuma. So that's why you need a blech, even though you're only going to leave on a kettle of water. One reason. Well, Yishlam, another reason, said the Shulchan Aruch, that we should be machmer for the Rabbeinu Chanan al Shita, that even though we generally don't consider it hatman, unless it's mutman, ruboy, kuloy, whatever, different versions in the Rishonim, the pot has to be mutman, but this is another branch of hatman. This hatman of Bolyam, hatman of Shabbos, okay. So then there are two kinds of hatman. One is where the whole kli is, rov hakli is covered over, and it retains the heat. And the other one is, if the source of the heat, the top of the flame, is touching the bottom of the pot. So that's mamish, gzeirah shel miatzman beremetz. Even though it's not mechusa kuloi, but the remetz is there. The remetz is touching the bottom of the pot. So Rabbeinu Chanan holds that that's also called hatmona. So not only if I want to pour some tea and put the kettle back on top of the fire, not only do I need a blech for that, to be matzah the hachazareh, even need a blech just to leave it on the fire in Bad Yom, because leaving it on the fire, it depends how high you made the flame. Sometimes the flame is so low that there's a gap, there's empty space in between the top of the flame and bottom of the kettle. So that's not called Hatmona according to the way we paskin. According to Rashi, we don't know what Rashi says. Rashi holds that it's all Hatmona. We don't know what's going on with Rashi. But we don't accept Rashi's opinion. But if you're going to have a high flame, and the top of the flame is going to be, the tip of the flame is going to be touching the bottom of the pot, so then it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says, the proper thing is to be choshish for the Rabbeinu Chanan al Shita, that too is a violation of Hatmana. So if you put a blech, where do you ever find that a blech is mata hatmana? No, the answer is not that a blech is mata hatmana. The blech causes that the top of the flame is not touching the bottom of the kettle. Top of the flame is not touching the bottom of the kettle, so the mele, so it's hatmana. No more hatmana. It's not that a blech is mata hatmana. If you have a blech, so the top of the flame is not touching the bottom of the kettle, so it's not atmana by definition. Okay, so that's atmana we already heard. Enough. Okay, enough for today. Okay. And she and Achazar are the two gzeres derabba. Fine. So now the Gemara has a shaila. Iboilu. That's what we got up to. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the first wide line. Ibaylahu the Chachmei HaTalmud had a suffix. Mahu Lismach? Question mark. What's the din if you put the pot with the food the Samach lay? Should I say Mal Lismach Bo? Mal Lismach Bo? It's a funny lashon. Should I say Tocha the Gabo Hasur? Avol Lismach Bo Shapedami? To put the pot the Samach to the fire is permissible. Idilma Loishna. Maybe that too is forbidden. What's the suffix? Is it only also Tech the Gaba means without a blech? If you have a blech then it's mutter, Gaba is mutter. Then it would be mutter. Tech and Gaba would be mutter, means without a blech. So the shah is Ma'ul Ismach, are you allowed to do smicha without a blech? And what are we talking about now? We're talking about Shehir, we're talking about Hachzar. Which one is the Gemara Mesufik about? So Taisha says, what's the difference? Same thing. That's the Taisha, Ma'ul Ismach. We're talking about a group of kaboy. We're talking without a blech. So which are we talking about? Are we talking about shiur? Are we talking about achzar? So I says, well, both. The imas nixon lahashes tanan. If y'all the Mishnah goes against Chananya, that even to be allowed to do shiur on a meichel shenis bashi kol meichel ben derisoy, you still need group of ktuma. So that's the Gemara suffix. Imas nisan lahashes tanan. If the Mishnah goes the loke hananya kaboy lahashes ulahachter. So the Gemara is made by Ma'al Isma. It goes on both. It goes on Shia and it goes on Hachazara as well. Because in order to be permitted to do Shia, you need a blech. And certainly in order to be allowed to do Achzara, you need a blech. So the Shia, maybe that's only if you want to be maxed on top of the flame. But if you want to be maxed on the stomach to the flame, then maybe you don't need a blech. That's the Gemara suffix. And the Gemara comes out in the maskana. That is mutta. And achanam is mutta. And then Taisa says, Dila hachzit tanan. And if you should assume that we do Paschal like Hananya, and the Mishnah goes like Hananya, it doesn't contradict. That was the top thesis. The Gemara kvetched that the Mishnah should go like Hananya because they knew that we were going to Paschal like Hananya. Okay, that was the top thesis on Lamed Zayin. So now they say, Dila hachzit tanan. And if your old Allah is like Hananya, that she is Stamuter, if they give a Machamed Zayin Stamuter, Vishoy Lisha Safilu Techa Vigabo. And you're permitted to leave food that's Kemachal ben Rusah, even Teuchah and Gabo without a blech. It's mutter, if you're like Hanani, it's mutter if it's Higil Machal ben Rusah. And Stamcham, and Betapshal is Higil Machal ben Rusah. So then the Gemara Shail is, boy, Lehachzir. The Gemara Shail, Ma'u Lismach, goes on Hachazorah. Hachazorah, for sure, you need a blech. So the Gemara Shail is, maybe Hachzorah, the Samuch, you don't need a blech. Or then Mark goes Lisha. Say Hashem Blushel Kamechel Ben Derusoy. If you want to do Shia, and the food is not Igil Lamechel Ben Derusoy. So Taisus says the Gemara Sofik Ma'al Lismach doesn't make a difference. It's across the board. The Sofik goes on Shia, goes on Achzor. Whenever the Halacha requires that you need a blech, Achzor always needs a blech. Achzor you always need a blech. Even with Tamik Veralo, Achzor you always need a blech. You always need the conditions to be met. And Shia, sometimes you need a blech, sometimes not. If it's a Gil Machel Ben Dristoy, then it's a Machel Agis Chananya Rabban. And if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarka, then we're more Mekel. Okay. So Taisha says, the Gemara Sofik, how does Taisha know that the Sofik goes on everything? So this is the Sameach, right? This is Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's the same Issa. It's the same reason why they prohibited Shehiya, Shema Yichat B'Gichom. It's the same Issa why they prohibited Hachzara. Why to Shema Yichat B'Gichom? So the Gemara Sofik is maybe the Gzer Hashem Yichad B'Gicholim is only if you put the pot with the food al gabi hoish, but if you put the pot on top of the radiator and the radiator is heated by the steam and the steam comes from the basement from the boiler and the fire is under the boiler, what do you mean it's going to put the food on top of the radiator? Hashem Yichad B'Gicholim, he may climb down into the basement. By the time he gets to the basement, he'll remind himself that it's Shabbos. He won't, it's going to take him 5 minutes till he gets to the basement. By the time he gets to the basement, he'll remember that it's Shabbos and he won't be Mechad B'Gicholim. So that's where the Gemara had a suffix, Mahu Lismach. Maybe if you don't put the food directly on Gabi Hoesh, it's a little bit away, so maybe then there's no Chashash HaMichata. The Chashash HaMichata is only for putting the food directly on Gabi Hoesh. If it's Bisamuch, it's not directly, so it's too far-fetched that there's going to be Mechata B'Gicholim. And this Varlokal applies equally both to Shia and to Hachazor. The other Rishonim say that from this Gemara is against Taisa. The other Rishonim say against Taisa. The Rif. The Raman follows the Rif. And the Raman explains it. The Gemara Sofik Mahu Lismach is only regarding Shehiyah. There's no room to be Mekel on Hachazara B'Samach. Why? If, so obviously, that's what the Asamech says. Obviously, they hold that the Yisra Hachazara is that it's Bishul Midirabon, it's not Shem Yechate. So it's Bishul Midirabon. What's the difference for the Sab? Gabi Hoesh, Aloy, Gabi Hoesh. Bishul is Bishul. Even Bishul Betoldesesh is the Malacha Derais. The Gemara has on the last line. The Gemara has, we saw it, on the last line of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Going over to the top of Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Gilgal Mai, Gilgal Chayiv Chatos. He says, Afanan Amitinini. He has a Mishnah like that. That if you cook Betoldes Ha'esh, it's a Malacha Derais. So what's the difference whether you're going to cook Al Gabi Ha'esh or you're going to cook B'Samach Lo'esh? If on the level of Bishul Derais, it doesn't make a difference whether it's Al Gabi Ha'esh. Or Kli Vishin Shalei Al Gabi Ha'esh. Or Toldos Ha'esh. Doesn't make a difference how you're cooking. So why should it make a difference if HaChazor is forbidden with the Rabbanan? Because it's a form of Bishul Lacha Bishul. Bishul Lacha Bishul is also become Bishul with the Rabbanan. So what's the difference between Samach Al Gabi Ha'esh? So that's why the Chach Misvara, that's what the Yotzimah says. Chach Misvara didn't have rejected what Taisa says. Mal Lisma goes on everything. It goes on Shia, it goes on Achzore. But in any case, if you require a blech, whether Shia or Achzore, the Gemara has a topic, maybe if it's Besamach, it's all Mutter. And the Gemara says, yeah, that's correct. That is the truth. That is the Maskan. Yes, if it's only Besamach, it's Mutter. That's because the Taisis goes with the Shittas Rabbi Natam. That the whole prohibition of Shia and Achzore, Shem Yechate, the Gemara comes out. If it's not Agabi Hesh, it never made the Gzeira Shem Yechate. But the other Rishonim hold, the Chach Misvard hold, that the Gzeira prohibiting Hachazara has nothing to do with Shem Yechata. It's because it's a form of Bishul Midrabbanan. So Bishul on top of a radiator is Bishul that told us age. The steam is heated up because of the fire on the bottom of the boiler in the basement, and the steam comes up. So that's called Bishul that told us age. Bishul that told us age is an Isha Deraisa. So why should it make a difference? Bistomach or Al Gabo. It's all the same thing. So that's the other Rishonim say from the Gemara Sotik Maulismar is a Raya that we're talking about Shehiyah. And even Shehiyah, you need a blech, and it's a right that we don't accept Hananya. Because if it didn't, would have been like Hananya. So every normal case of Shehiyah would have been Mutter without a blech. Because a normal case of a Tavshel, Chamev and Tavshel means, like Tesis says on the Mishnah, Alam and Vavah makes the normal case of Chamev and Tavshel is any Mavushel Kamaychal Benduristoi. So that's the Tesis. Maulismat that the Arsameh pointed out is fundamental Machlek Zerushan. What's the nature of the prohibition of Hachazor? So that is the Gemara Sofik. Ma'ul Ismach. Odim Ulashma. Toshma. The Gemara has on the third wide line. Toshma. We have a brisa that reads as follows. Shtei kiras hamasimos. If you have two burners that are mechubarez elas, they're twins. Tomos. That are mechubarez elas. Achaz grufa k'tum, achaz sheni grufa k'tum. One has a blech and one doesn't have a blech. So the brisa says, Masha agabi grufa k'tum ve af agabi kosalik lehab lameit. Period. You're permitted to do Shia on top of that, the burner that has the blood. Period. That's what it says in the Brisa. Mashal Gabi Grufa Ktuma, period. So now the Gemara is commenting. Gemara makes a commentary on the Brisa. The Afal Gav, this is Aramaic. This is Gemara's comment on the Brisa. This is not part of the Brisa. So the Gemara comments, the Afal Gav, the Kostalik Le Havlo, Meidoch, even though the heat is coming from the burner that ain't a Grufa Ktuma, both burners are on. You only have a blech on one burner, so you put the pot on top of that blech. Yeah, but some of the heat to cook the pot is going to be coming from the other fire, the other burner, which is not Grufa Ktuma. So why isn't it Osir? You don't have Grufa Ktuma. The answer is because it's Besamach. Because I didn't put the pot on Gabi Hiresh. I put it Besamach. So you see, Shema Mino that Besamach is Mutter. The Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily a 100% conclusive proof. Maybe Dil Mishani Hasim gave the medallia. Since the pot is high up, the pot is on top of the burner, and the fire in the other burner is heating over here. But and the pot is over here. How much heat is coming already? The heat doesn't blow this way. The heat goes straight up. Both burners are on. One burner has a black, one doesn't have a black. I put the pot on top of the burner that does have the black. The Gemara says, shiny hotsome, cave in the medallia, since the pot is on a high elevation, and the other burner is on, the heat from the other burner probably shalit be'avira, the air in the room is going to cool off the pot a little bit, and the heat from the other burner is not really going to help too much on the cooking process. So you're not really doing shehiyah b'samach over here. It's not really an example of shehiyah b'samach without a blech. The one that doesn't have the blech doesn't have the pot of food on top of it, so there's no shehiyah at all. It's really not affecting the pot of food. Pot of food is getting warmed up, okay, heated, cooked, because of the fire that's under it. Not really being affected with the fire that's next to that one. And the other fire that's on the other burning. Shiny Hasam, Dilma, Shiny Hasam, cave in the medallion, since the pot is on top, Shalit Vavira, so the heat from the burner that's on it doesn't have a blast, doesn't really affect the pot. So we don't really know. Do we have a raya or not that besamoch there's no need to have gufuktum? Well, toshma, let's bring a raya, different raya. Amrav Safar, Amrav Chia, kitma when it slaps. If he put kitma, gufuktuma, what does kitma mean? He spilled ashes on top of the coals, so that's good enough to serve as a hecker. That's the equivalent today is that we put a blech on top. When we put the blech, it doesn't really cool down the fire. It doesn't cool down the fire, it just serves as a hecker. That we'll remind ourselves that today is Shabbos. You only have the blech on Shabbos, so you remember that today is Shabbos, so you know not to fool around in the coals, not to be mechatah b'kecholim. Yeah, Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns because if you have kitma, if you pour ashes on the coals, then it cools them off a little bit, so it's no longer must have heaven. So according to Rashi, it's not correct. Our practice is not correct. So the Pashto says we don't pass like Rashi. We don't hold that this is called davar must have heaven. This is bechlam not called hatmana. Hatman is only if you have the Dava HaMatman is touching the fire. But why we don't accept Rashi? So the Chazanish is concerned, we should be choshish for Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch, they're not concerned. Shulchan Aruch, they only say we're choshish for one part of Rashi, that it's called the Rabin Hananel, that if you have a pot, then you have a fire on the bottom, and the pot is not Mechusa, Ruboy. The pot is not Mechusa anything. But the top, the tip of the flame, touches the bottom of the pot. So that's like Hatmana Beremetz. And Hatmana beremetz, remetz means burning hot coals. If you're Matman beremetz, that's awesome. The Rabbanon, so if you have this pot, which is sitting on top of the fire, the top tip of the fire is touching the bottom of the pot, so that's where Matman, that's like Hatmana beremetz, that's awesome. But the whole Rashi, we're not choshish for. They say that even if the flame doesn't touch the bottom of the pot, that they were dealing with the case of Hatmana, and you have to cover the fire with ashes in order to make it into a Dabashen and Moshe Hell. That we're not really choshish for. So the Chazanish says, he's worried. You have to be choshish for Rashi. So he says that's why he recommends that you shouldn't use a blech. You should use an inverted pot. I think they say that in Vebrak they used to use shoe polish cans. And they used to use up a can of shoe polish and they would wash it out. And it would be clean. And then they would put that can of shoe polish over the flame. So you have a kedera agabi kedera. Kedera agabi kedera, so that's not called agabi huish. In the Mishnah Brura, he quotes in the Prima Gadim that's not correct. Kedera agabi kedera is not called agabi hesh only if there's food in the bottom kedera. So the food in the bottom kedera is called agabi hesh. The food in the upper kedera is kedera agabi kedera. That's not called agabi hesh. That's the same as besama. But if the bottom kedera is such a skinny shoe polish can, it's less than half an inch deep, or whatever it is. 5/8 of an inch deep. How deep can the polish already be? Very thin. So that's not called a gedera agabi. There's no food in the bottom part. That's called another blech. So you have two blechs. So you have the big blech on the whole thing. Then you have another blech. So the prima godim that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah says, and if you have one blech is a little crooked, the shoe polish can. One blech is a little crooked. One blech is straight. So you have two blechs and one is crooked. So then two blechs is better than one blech, and a crooked blech is better than a straight blech. That was a Leitchik like that. They used to say, what? Two blechs is better than one blech, and a crooked is better than. He liked that argument from the Prima Gadim. They used to say it all. But that's what the Chazanish recommends. In order to satisfy Rashi's opinion, you should make sure that you put a kli on top of the fire before you put the blech on, because the blech is not going to be memaite in the chom. And the inverted pot is also not going to be memaite in the chom, but it'll make it into a kder agav kder.
You mean by us the blech is memaite a little bit in the home?
Right. At the end of the day, we are able to make blechs that would be able to transfer all the heat from the fire into the pot. Would that be allowed? Or
yeah, we allow even if the blech is not memaite in the home, because we basically have not accepted Rashi's opinion. Rashi says the purpose of the tima sprinkling on, the purpose of the grufa, pushing all the coals to the back of the oven, the purpose of the ketima, sprinkling the ashes, the kitma, on top of the coals, is in order to be might in the chum, there should no longer be most of heaven. So we don't really hold like that, Rashi. That's exactly what the second Tosis in the Perek is disagreeing with Rashi. We're not discussing the topic of hatmona, and it's not a function of the kitma, is not a function of making it into a davar shein most of heaven. We haven't really accepted Rashi. So the Nishis and Midas Chassidus that he's recommending you should put this shoe polish can in. So Nahamal said, that was the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara said, there's no raya from that Brisa. They quoted the Brisa, Toshmash, Tekiris Hamasimais, Achaz Gufa Ketumah. The Gemara said, it's not a raya. The Gemara said, Toshmash from a different raya, a different member. Amrav Safar, Amrav Chiyo, Kitma, when it slaps, so he poured ashes on top of the coals. Then it slaps, so, and despite the fact that he put ashes on and he demonstrated that he has a hecker, that he's not going to poke around in the coals, but then later on the slaps on. So the flame blew up again, and the kitma didn't leave any effect at all. The ashes didn't leave any effect at all. So the Brisa says, Somchim lo, you're permitted to put pots on Shabbos b'smicha, or mekaimim, either on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos, however you read it. Somchim lo. According to Tosfos, you're even allowed to do smicha on Shabbos. According to other Rishonim, according to the Chachmei Svarot, means Somchim lo on Erev Shabbos. Or mekaimim oleho. What do you mean, umekaimim oleho? And you can leave a pot of food from Erev Shabbos on top of the flame, despite the fact that I saw on Erev Shabbos already, I threw ashes on top of the coals, and then I put a pot on top of the ashes, and then, despite the fact that I put ashes on top, the flames swallowed up all the ashes, and you can't even see. Now on Shabbos, when I come home from shul, I see that the ashes are not even noticeable, I just see the big flames over there. I see a pot of food on top of the flames. It says it's still permissible. Mekayimim aleha, v'not l'mimeno u'machzim aloha, you're permitted to do hachazorah. In order to do hachazorah, you have to have guf of tumah. So this is considered guf of tumah. So the Gemara suggests, shma mino. You see from this braisa, what is the member of Rav Chiya? What is Rav Chiya driving at? Like, kitmo min eslapso. He poured ashes on the coals, and then somehow the flame swallowed up all the ashes, and it beat out all the ashes. Nonetheless, since he did the act of ketima, so that's considered guf oktuma. So you have the hefter. So the Gemara says, and you need the hefter for what purpose? For somchim lo, for mekaimim aleha, for machzirim. If you don't have a blech, then there's no hefter to do hachzora, and there's no hefter to do shia, and there's no hefter to do smicha. You see that all three are mutter because kitma v'neslapsa is called ketuma. Shemamin al nismachnami, kitma en kitma lo. That you have to have dafke with ketima. If you don't have ketima, then it's asa. You see that it's asa lisma. Frag the Gemara, is that a... The Gemara coming out the chumra now. Frag mo v'litai mech, that's not a good argument. What about what it says in the price in notlumi men? That you're allowed to take off the kettle of hot water from on top of these coals that had ashes on them, and the ashes somehow got swallowed up by the flames, and now you can't even notice that you have ashes. But you remember that on Erev Shabbos, you remember B'Ferish, you put the ashes there. You're reading every single word in the Brisa that it means something. Not from the man of the Ketani. It says in the Brisa, you're permitted to take off a kettle of hot water. You're going to tell me, Kitman, look, Kitman, is that true? That in order to take off a kettle of hot water, you have to have ashes? No. What do you need ashes for? Even if there's no blech, they left a kettle of hot water on Erev Shabbos by mistake. They left it on the fire without a blech. They're going to say, you're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Of course you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put it back on. To put back on, or to do shia, to do achzara, for that you need guf oktum. But to remove the pot, that's yechamutah. So what do you see? Can't be. Ela, what's the answer? Tana notlim shemachzirin. The word notlim is labdavke. You don't need a blech to be able to be permitted to do notlim. So maybe you can say the same over here. Achanami tana samchem shemekamin. Maybe the word samchem is labdavke. Maybe it's stam muta lismach, even if there's no blech at all. And the reason why it says over here samchem is agav mekamin. So the Gemara says achiyashta. There's no comparison. Awesome. By the notlim, the reason why it says in the Bais notlim, because they want to finish off the sentence, notlim and machzirin. So if you don't say notlim, you can't do machzirin. So you want to say that this is considered like a blech, even though you put on the yeshes and the yeshes are not noticeable anymore. It's kikmov and islapsa. It's still considered kiktuma domi, and you're allowed to be not from the machzirim. It's one sentence. Not from the machzirim, you're allowed to put back. That's the ikar word, machzirim. But over here, what does it say? Somchim lo umekaimim aleho. These are two unrelated statements. Somchim lo says that smicha is muta. Mekaimim aleho means that she is muta. They're two different statements. So leave out the whole somchim lo. If you say that muta lismach bali grufa ktuma, so why does it mention somchim in the brayta that this is considered grufa ktuma muta? Even without grufa ktuma is going to mean muta. That's what the Gemara says. Hachi hashta, there's no comparison. Hasan notum machzim b'chad mokum hu, the notum is going to lead up to machzim. So tell him, notum shem machzim, in order to discuss hachazor, you have to say that he took it off on Shabbos, and now he wants to know if you're allowed to put it back on. And we say, yeah, that the kitmum in the slaps is like a bless. Elohoch, samchim b'chad mokum hu, mekai b'chad mokum hu, in the two different places. So the fact that it says something does not seem to indicate that for smicha also you do need gruf of tumah. That you do need gruf of tumah. Okay, so you proved it that you do need. Gemara is not happy with that. Gemara is pushing that you don't need. So the Gemara says, "Well, what's the maskana? What do you mean, what's the maskana? We just said the maskana that it's also." Gemara says, "No, come on. Must be a better raya than this. My habi alo. What's the maskana? Maskana comes at muta. That's what Taisa says. Toshma kirish is cool. Masik dushari lisma. The bottom Taisa says. The final conclusion is that it is muta lisma. That the whole prohibition of shia and hachzara, according to Taisa. The whole prohibition of Shia and the whole prohibition of Achzer is only if it's Agabi Hoesh. If it's Besamach, then they will never graze it. Shalah Agabi Hoesh, they will never graze it. Because the whole Gzeir is Shem Yichat to be Gechol, and Shem Yichat is only if you put the part Agabi Hoesh. So that's why the Gemara was pushing, my Habi Allah, what's Maskana? What do you mean, what's Maskana? They just said the Maskana that it says. They're not happy with that Maskana. So they dug up a Tosefta that says, Fakir, Toshma, Kirish Yisikur, the Gephis of the Yetzim. The Mishnah starts off. Here it says, Bekasha Begvavah, there's nothing to poke around in the coals. It's not going to make it better or worse. Nothing is going to change. So that's Tamud. But if it's Begephis of Yetzim, then you have the issues over here. So that's what the Tosef is picking up on the Mishnah. Here she's Sikur. If you're using as fuel Gephis for Yetzim, and there's what to be Mechata about, there is a concern, Shem Mechata Begecholim. So it says, Somchim Lo, Vei Mekamim Elam Ken Gruf Aktum. It says, Mamish Black and White. Smicha is mutter, even though there's no blech. However, to do shehi agaba the emekaimim, to do shehi agabi akira, and can roof of tuma, that'll be mutter. Okay. Gecholim sheimamu. Let's say you have coals that are dying out. They're holding by the sisa. They're going out. Oh, shenosan aleha no erish al pishtan dako. Or you sprinkled a little bit of material. Some of the psolus of the pishtan. Pishtan grows on a bush. So when they make the linen out of the pishtan, so there's always a little psolus left over. So if you take that psolus and you sprinkle it on top of the coals, oh, shenatan alein orishal pishtan dako arehi kiktuma, that's considered kituma. Fine. So what's the maskana that muta lismach? Because the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply. Just like kasha gvavah, the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply is nothing to be mechata about. It's hetta gomer. So the same over here. Besamach, the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, because it's not agabi hoesh. Yeah, that's what Tesis discusses a little bit. The last Tesis on Amar Aleph, Masik Dishori Lismach, that Lismach is mutter, you don't even need a blech. When Mikoma comes up, Tesis, then Lumma, Mikan Lismach, Eitzel Hoesh. If you're going to have a fire over here, you're going to put some food over here and it's going to warm it up. So that's muta lismach. What if you're going to put the food right next to the eish? The flame is over here, I'm going to put the food mamish right next to the eish. Is that also muta? The Taisa says, in little mimikan, you can't really prove. You can't really prove because maybe over here it's called besamuch. Shanehu adofnek kiro mafsikin beinogol eish. Maybe over here it's different because both kiras have food in them. Both cures have flame in them. One is grufa ktuma, one is not. And you're putting the food in a location, you're putting it on top of the other kira, let's say. You might have before, shtei kiras hamasimas. So the flame is the flame is inside the kira and the walls are mapsik. Let's say you have a kira and the walls are mapsik, the flame is inside, then I'm going to put a pot of food outside that it should reheat because of the chom of inside. That's called the besamach. That's a heter of besamach. But by yas, if you have the flame is on top,
I take out food from the refrigerator, I'm going to put it on the enamel on the side of the stove. So Tyson says you can't really prove from this Gemara that that's mutter. Ein lo mamikan, there's no conclusive proof that it should be mutterless mechetzel ha'eish, because maybe I'll hear it different. Sharach and Daphna Kira, mafsik min ol v'leish. Maybe it's only called smicha. Maybe it's only called smicha here because you have the Daphna Hakira mafsik. Maybe if you would have the flame would be on top of the stove and you have a pot on the enamel next to the flame, maybe that's called like agavi hesh. Maybe that is called agavi hesh. Maybe in order to be agavi, it doesn't have to be directly above. So that's what Tesis raises the issue. You can't really prove conclusively from this Gemara. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, they left out this chumra from Tesis. They left out the chumra. So like that, this is the kula. That even to take out food from the refrigerator and put it on the burner, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes some of the Achrenim, say that there's room to be mekel. That's called samuch, and samuch they will never go easy. It's a discussion with the Rosh. Mishnah Berurah has a discussion. Machlokes Achrenim, what did the Rosh say? He quotes some Achrenim say that that's also called the samuch. To put on the enamel next to the flame is called the samuch, even though you don't have a doifen of the kira being mas. Yeah. Yeah, then the Gemara repeats again the memory from before. Before the quoter, Amar Abchia, Kitman in the Slapsa, Sam Chumlam, Kaimim Allah, what does it mean? If you sprinkle the ashes on top of the Gecholim, and now by the time I want to put the food on Shabbos, or the time I laid around, when I come home, the ashes are no longer visible. The hecker disappeared. So Rabchia said before, it's okay. Rabchia said before, Kitmov in the Slapsa, it's still considered Kiptuma. So that's what the Gemara quotes now, Amar Aboshia, Kitmov Huvaro. He sprinkled the ashes, but then the flame came back again. The flame had a tchias amesim, and now you don't even notice any ashes there. But I know that I put ashes on Erev Shabbos. So he says, that's okay. What does he hold? Because the Gemara first thought, Shmaminam is Tamek V'Ofel Amuter. Why does Rav Chia say that? Why does Rav Boshia say that it's permissible? So you can learn two pshatim. You can either learn that he means to say, because whatever is mubushal called tzarka, even though it's mistamik viofalo, there's no zayir of shia. Or you can say, no, it's mutter because this is gruf of tumah. If kitmo, even though huvaro, like kitmo in a slapka, the same thing, kitmo huvaro, since lemaisi he did an act of kitima, so it remains mutter. So the Gemara is not sure how to read Shatan Rav Boshia. He himself never explained his member. Boshia just says mutter. The Gemara says, Shmamino, questionably, can I prove, can I establish from the dinner of Rav Boshia that he thinks Mitztamek V'yofaloi is also mutter? Because the Gemara says the difference between Cham and the Tapshil. If it's a Tapshil, Tapshil means chicken or something that's cooking, so the longer it's going to cook, so it's going to be Mitztamek V'yofaloi. It's a Cham, and if it's a soup, and it's going to continue to cook, it's just going to evaporate, it's going to disappear, that's going to be Mitztamek V'yofaloi. That's not going to be in the beginning. The soup is mitztamek v'yofalo. The longer it cooks, so the flavor blends in and everything. Then you reach a point that's just going to be mitztamek v'ralo, and the soup is fully cooked. It's mitztamek v'ralo. It's just going to evaporate. You're going to have less soup. But as far as chicken is concerned, that's going to be mitztamek v'yofalo. It's going to be more gishmak. And he says both. He says cham and v'tavshil. You're allowed. Mashen alay cham shulchan kol tzak tavshil bishikol tzak. So one is mitztamek v'yofalo. One is mitztamek v'ralo. And he says they're both mutter. He says that you don't need a blech for either. Shmamino, can you prove that Rav Boshia holds the same as Rav Yechanan? And whatever the food is mizbashel called tzarka, despite the fact that it's mistamik v'yofalo, you don't need a blech to allow you to do shehiya? Moshe says, no, shani ocha, the kitma, maybe that's the pshat. It says, kitma v'huvaro, kitma v'neflapso. So since he did the act of tima, even though now the yeshes are not noticeable, that's called gruf aktuma, that's why it's mut.
When the Gemara before spoke about tzimba, what is next to it? So do we distinguish between solids and liquids in that case, according to
those who are? We distinguish because in liquids, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch has a machlokes HaRishon where they say, Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'dov Alach. So the Ramah makes a compromise. Mikra Dini really paskins in, but Ein Bishalach HaBishal B'dov Alach. He paskins that there's no Bishalach HaBishal, but he throws in a Chumra that if it's in Tan Lagamre, then there is Bishalach HaBishal. But if it's learned in Tan Lagamre, even though the heat of the liquid went down below Yasaletis, by putting it back on top of the fire is going to go above Yasaletis. And if you hold Yesh Bishlach Abishah B'dov Alach, that would have been Bishlach Abishah. It goes down below Yasaletis. It's not in the state of Bishl. So the Ramah makes a compromise. He says if it's
if it's nitzan legamre, then they say that yesh bishlach bisha. Loin nitzan legamre, then you say yesh bishlach bisha. So we would not allow you to take out the soup from the refrigerator and put it on top of the radiator on Shabbos. That's called somuch, because the fire is all the way in the basement under the boiler, and this is not a gabi hoesh. That's the same as lismach. We would not permit that because we are machmir that since the soup is nitzan legamre, so we consider that an issue of yesh bishlach bisha miikra din for davalach. So it's not just an issue of hachazor. We're talking about hachazor is muta b'samach, but here it's an issue of bishul. Of shasha bishul lach bishul, that it should be yasa. Yeah. That's why we wouldn't allow.
You don't accept that egg leital that is passed by mayim?
The egg leital originally suggested the opposite. He suggested the only time there's a machlokes a rishonim. But the yesh bishul lach bishul b'davalach and bishul lach bishul b'davalach is if you made a soup. So when you're going to put the soup in the refrigerator, it doesn't really revert back to its original state. The water turns back to become raw water, and the vegetables become raw vegetables. No, the whole soup is all mixed in, it's all blended in together, everything is fine. So that's the, he thought that that was a machlekes harishonim, whether you treat the soup like a meichel. Once I made the soup, it's a meichel of soup. It tastes much better when it's warm, when it's hot soup, but when it's cooled off, it's also soup. So maybe I should treat it like a meichel, like a tapshel that I say yem bishul lach bishul, and maybe I should treat it like a liquid. But he says if you have plain cold water, if you have plain water and you heat it up and you put it back in the refrigerator, then you heat it again. So he originally writes, that's for sure bishul lach bishul deraisa. It does make sense that the Rebbe should be a machlekes harishonim about that. But then he backs down, he writes, that's what he writes in the Prima Sefer. Then in the end he writes, according to what he said, if you have a big blech on top of the burner, and you had the kettle of water on top of the fire, and then you want to, whatever, you move over the kettle of water, you want to heat now, you move up this, you have all the foods on the burner, on the big blech on top of the burner. So now you want to heat up the chicken, so while the chicken is getting heated up, the water with the kettle of water, you have the chicken with the kugel, with the chunks, everything is closer to the fire. And I moved away the Kepler water for a while. The Kepler water could possibly go down below Yatzo lettuce. So then when you're going to move, when you take out all the chicken, you serve it, then you want to reheat the water. So you're going to move the water back on top of the flame, back on top of the burner that's on. Then it may turn out that the water was below Yatzo lettuce. And then when you move it back on top of the flame, make it above Yatzo lettuce. So that's just being mamish bishalach bishal deraisa. By water. That's what he thought. By water, there never was a machleg. It's only by soup. And he says that's maisa mechol yom. That the women do that. They have the practice. They push the kettle of water to the side when they push on the chicken with the soup, with the cholent, with the kugel and everything else. And then when they finish serving that, so then they move the kettle back. So in the end of the Sefer, in the Hashmotus, he tries to farem for a little bit why the Ramos psak, the Ramos compromise of Yen et Stanagami versus Len et Stanagami, why it makes sense even by water mamish. Very mistaba the first way he said it, but he doesn't want to maintain that because the Minigoelim is not so. Okay, so still, so we wouldn't permit you to take out kugel or chicken, something, dabar, gush from the refrigerator to reheat it on Shabbos. That's hachazara. So Tesis says hachazara. There are more passages like the Tesis. It's mutar lahachzir b'Shabbos b'smicha. You're not allowed to do hachazara agabi huesh, but to do b'smicha is mutar. And we don't even machma for this bottom Tesis that you need the death and hakira mafsekus b'nei. Mutar even without the Dafin Akira Mafsekas. But if you have soup from the refrigerator and it's Tana Legamre, so that's a Hashasha Bishlach Abishal Deraisa. So then we wouldn't permit the Mahul Ismach. We wouldn't allow the Smicha. Smicha is only when the only issue involved is Hachazara, so then it's Mutal Ismach, there's no Issa Hachazara. But if you have the issue of Bishlach Abishal Deraisa, then it doesn't help that it's Bissomach. If you do Bishul Betal Deraisa, it's also Deraisa.
And the same thing would be, let's say, by bread.
To reheat it, yeah.
Would be a problem.
That's no, would be mutter.
But what about if you hold this
No, if you put the challah into soup, that would be bishul. But if you put the challah
next
to the flames, so the challah was originally was afir and now it's right afir.
Oh, this is afir.
That's afir, yeah. The Mishnah Brura has a kasha in the Bir Aloha. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if you have chicken that was cooked, so you're not allowed to take the whole pot. Let's say cooked chicken has a lot of liquid in it. It cooks the chicken in the soup. You're not allowed to take the whole pot of chicken out of the refrigerator, put it next to the fire, mutar lismoch, and the chicken is mutar lismoch. But on the soup is also, because the soup is a davalach, So even Besamach is going to be Bishol Derais. But I want to reheat the chicken. So he said, take the chicken out of the soup and you shake off all the soup. Fine. Then you put the chicken in a plate next to the fire. That's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, Akasha, if we are machmer like the Yireyim, that Yesh Tzliya HaChabishol, so originally the chicken was cooked in the soup that was Bishol. And now that I remove every bit of soup and I just have a piece of chicken on a tray, on a plate, so that's Tzliya. So that's Tzliya. So why not say that this is also because of Yesh Tzliya HaChabishol? So the Bir Aloha Yesh Akasha has no term. So we mentioned the Eglei Tal, right? He raises that same kashi. He doesn't quote the Mishnah Berurah. They were contemporaries. So he raises that kashi and he says the teretz is that's not called tzliya achabishul. Tzliya achabishul would be like this: if I take out the chicken that was cooked in the soup, then I take the piece of chicken and I put it on the burner. The burner and the broiler is on. I put it on the broiler, so now it's going to taste like that broiled chicken. So that's called Yesh Tzliach HaBishol. But here, this is not called Tzliach HaBishol. I'm just warming it up. It's not going to taste like broiled chicken. That's not a violation of Tzliach HaBishol. This is just reheating the Mevushel Dikah chicken. So we say Yem Bishol Lach HaBishol, and it's not Hachzor because it's Samuch. It's not Agav Yesha. That's Mutah. So again, so the Gemara quoted the member. Originally, they quoted the member of Rav Chiya Kitma v'Neslapso. That despite the fact that Nislapso it has the status of Kitmo. So now they quote Raboshia and they're not sure. Did Raboshia say the same as Rav Chiya? They worked together on the Tosefta. Rav Chiya and Raboshia worked together. So the first they're not sure. So first they thought that Raboshia is telling me a din that when it's Mavushal called Sarka, even though it's Mistamik Biafala, there's no Easter Shehiya. Shmamina Mistamik Biafala Mutta, that there's no Easter Shia. I'm a stomach viofalo. So Gemara says, no, maybe it's not true. Maybe there is an Issa Shia. The Machloekis is later, Rav Yechanan and Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, we can't prove from Rav Boshia that. Maybe Rav Boshia meant to say was that Kitma Mehuvaro, despite the fact that Huvaro, it's still considered Kitma. The same as Rav Chiya said before. He said Kitma Veneslapso. He said Kitma Huvaro. They both said the same thing. Rav Chiya and Rav Boshia said the same thing. Since the ashes that he sprinkled didn't help, it turns out that the flames are so big you can't even notice any ashes on it. So Kamashmal and Raboshi are the same as Rav Chiya. Kamashmal that since it was Kitmo, you don't say Hadrolon and Milsa Kamaisa, you say that that's called Kitmo. That's the same as Rav Chiya said. Now the Gemara quotes. So the Gemara first thought Kitma Behuvaro, they thought is called the Kitma is gone. It's not no hefik rufa ktuma, because by the time I want to use it, the yeshes are not visible. So the Gemara thought Shmamino, it's a rai from Rabbi Yechanan. The mistamik viofalo is mutter. It happens that that's what Rabbi Yechanan holds. In the middle of the daf, it says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, tiny letter Aleph." Here says, "Go give us the eighth mashal on top." Shabbishu called Tzar Ham Shabbishu. Afagav the Mestamik Yafalo. Happens that it's true. Rabbi Yechanan says it later. That's the next member. That's Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. But now the Gemara says a different member. Amar Rav Bachanan by Rabbi Yechanan. Can you tell from this statement? The Gemara says, "No, you can't really tell." Shani Hoch and the Kitma. Maybe it's Muta because Kitma. Hoch my other member. Who were it zuchlay? I the Gemara says you don't need Rabbi Yechanan for that. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Boshi were older. Rabbi Boshi were older than Rabbi Yechanan. They were writing Tosefta's. Rabbi Yechanan was half a generation younger. They wrote Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, but Rabbi Yechanan was a younger Talmid. He was the Tkufas HaMoraim. Rabbi Boshi was the Tkufas HaTanoim. They were a little older than Rabbi Yechanan. So Gemara said, what did Rabbi Yechanan add on to what we had before from Rabbi Boshi? They said it already. You don't need Rabbi Yechanan to add on the same thing. After Gemara Rosem Mitzvichlein. Why? What's the chiddush? Because gecholim shall rosem wood remains very hot. So the Gemara said, "Ma'u de teimo." If you did kitmo, if the kitimo is still noticeable, the yeshes are still present on top of the gecholim. Okay, so that's gufa ktuma. But if you sprinkle the ashes and the ashes are not noticeable, as gecholim shall rosem, which retain the heat, so one could have thought that that's, that undoes the whole ktima, and you have no kula of grufa ktuma here. That's what the Gemara says. Kolim shel rasa mitzvah leit. That's Rabbi Yochanan added on a little knetch of a chiddush, slightly more than Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Moshe. But basically, he's saying the same as Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Moshe. That once you did ketima, even though the effect of the sprinkling of the yeshes on Erev Shabbos is lost, when time comes Leil Shabbos, the yeshes are not noticeable. That's still considered the groof of tumah. Amr Rav Sheshen Amr Rav Yechon Kibush Nisikon Begev Ziyetz Mashal Lech Chamin Shaluchim Kol Tzorka and Tav Shabushi Kol Tzorka Chamin Shal you permitted to do Shia Chamin Shaluchim Kol Tzorka Tav Shishalot Bishal Kol Tzorka. Why is it Mutter? Meaning Paskins like Chananya. Rav Yechon and Paskins like Chananya. That's what they're saying. Even though it's not a bushel called circa, I bet Rav Yechon in the middle of the daf says by the tiny letter Aleph, the only thing you're allowed to do is this bushel called circa, even though it's been stomach viyafalo. So Rashi says tre amorei, leave Rav Yechon. There are two versions of what Rav Yechon said. The first version Rav Yechon is that he's passing like Chananya. Chananya is the biggest mekel. The next version Rav Yechon, no, he's not that mekel. He's making the next notch. Not if it's a Gila Michael Ben Yerushalayim already off the Hogzeris Shia, only if it's Mizbashu called Circa. So those are the two versions of Rabbi Yechonah, where he holds the first, the biggest heter, or the second biggest heter. And then the other Amoraim disagree. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman holds only Mutter if it's Mizpamik Veralo, then it's Mutter to do Shia without a blech. And Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah hold that that's also not true. Even Mizpamik Veralo is also, you always need a blech. The knas b'diyeved won't exist, won't apply if it's mistamik v'ralo. But l'chatchila, the Gemara says, Rab Yudah and Rab Meir hold that it's also to do she'ivim mistamik v'ralo without a blech. So that's what Rashi says. These are the two versions of Rab Yechon. Tzrei amarei, alibid Rab Yechon. That's what Rashi writes. Diba maschel mashin aleh, b'amarei nino alibid Rab Yechon. Two versions of what Rab Yechon said. So what did he say? What is the version now? Amr Rav Sheshes. What's the version? Amr Rav Yechonah. Kirish is going to give us a Yechon. Okay. If it would have been Kashuk Vav, there's no problem because there's nothing to poke around about. So that if you use that material, there's no Yisr of anything. If you're using Gevus Yechon, there is what to poke around in. So then you have details. Mashallah Hamish Luchon Kol Tzak Tav Shvishal Kol Tzarkoi. Because the Halacha is like Chananya. But Okar. But if he took it off and he wants to put it back, so in order to do Hachazara. Lo yachzir, that you're not allowed to do. At sheyigrof, or at sheyitein esreifa. In order to do achzor, you have to have gruf oktumah. And you're allowed to do achzor in such a case. If it's only higil and machu ben yirisoy. That took off the pot, and then I want to put it back on. I'm allowed to put it back on as long as I have a blech, even though the food is not mubushal called tzarka, so that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes of Hashem, the simple reading of this memor of Rabbi Yechon, it sounds like it says mutter. But that's a machlokes tesis in the Rambam. What's the reason for the din of ein bishul acha bishul? Kach nemar halacha. Since it's already mevushal, so there's ein bishul acha bishul. The definition of bishul, we said there are three categories of bishul. There's bishul by food, there's bishul by liquids, and there's bishul by non-food items, by tar, and by tea bags, and by pegs of wood, and by earthenware kalim. Bishul by non-food items. So the bishul by food item is if I take a food that's inedible and I make it roi lachila, I cook it till it's a gil machum ben yisoy. But if I take food that's already gil machum ben yisoy and I cook and I make it well done, I took rare done steaks and I put it back on top of the farm and make it well done. So that's a big machlokes Hashem. Some Hashem say that's not called bishul deraisa. It's awesome in the rabbah, but that's not bishul deraisa because the food was edible before. It was roi lachila before. And the others right, so cooking an apple would only be the Rabbanon. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. That if you cook an apple, it's only an Issa the Rabbanon. That's what they point out from the Rambam, it sounds like that. And the other Shita holds no, that if the reason why you're in Bishul Acha Bishul is because you're not improving the food, you're not improving its degree of Roi Lachil. It's already Mavushul Kol Tzarka, so when you reheat it, you're not cooking it, you're reheating it. That's a different word. But if I take food, I take a steak or potatoes that are rare done, and I put them back on top of the fire, make it well done, that it should be mubushal kol tzarka, that would constitute an isa bishul deraisa. That's a machlokes harishon. So the simple reading of the memor of Rabbi Yechonon sounds lahakil, but in Shulchan Aruch there are more paskins lahachmer. There are more machmer that yesh bishul acha bishul deraisa up until a point that Mavushal called Tzarka. After Mavushal called Tzarka, then we say Yem Bishalach Habish. So if the food is only in this Bashal Chamach Ben Derisoi, and let's say this member of Yechon holds here that he passed like Hananya, this version is Rabbi Yechon passed like Hananya. She allowed to leave it on the fire without any blech. Because once it's again Lamacham and Yisrael, not Chesh Hashem Yechata, but then if you're going to take it off, you want to put it back on, so then he says that you need a blech. And if you have a blech, then he sounds like he says you're allowed to put it back on. We don't accept, we don't pass like that. We pass and you're not allowed to put it back on. Because we're concerned, that case would be an Issa Bishal Deraisa. But the simple reading Rabbi Yechanan sounds like the other Hashem, that it's Mamish Mutter. But even in such a case, he would say, Yem Bishalacha Bishal Deraisa. So these were the two chidushim of Rabbi Yechanan. Chidush number one is always like Hananya, that once it's Yigil Lamachal Ben the Rishoy, there's no Isser of Shia. Chidush number two is that in order to do Hachazara, you have to have a blech. A Shia or Shia? Sure. So the Gemara spells it out. Kasovar. Rabbi Yechanan's opinion is Masnisan L'Hachzor Tanan. The only time you need a blech is if you want to do Hachzor. Avalisha is, but in order to do Shia, Mashan Af Bishenu Gar V'Ene Kotum, because it's a Gil Lamachal Ben the Rishoy. So Amar Rabbi says, no big shakes. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi lived in Bava. So he said, these guys in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know how to learn. We don't need them. We can live without that. So they're often in Mishnayis. A Balabos who learns Mishnayis knows Rabbi Yechanan. No big Kiddush. So the Tzavai Tanini, often in Mishnah. Lisha Sina. Shia says in the Mishnah, in the end of the first parak, that if the Gil Machal Ben Tzoy, the din is like Hananya, that is Mutter to do Shia. It's a Mishnah, it's not Mishnah. And there's a Mishapas, B'toch HaTanu Im Chashecho. You're not allowed to leave bread, raw bread, in the oven, late Friday evening, v'loi charor al gabi kechom, you're not allowed to leave a bagel or any other charor, some kind of a cake or bread or something, food al gabi kecholim el kadesh shikam upaneho mibod yom. So what do you mean karma paneho? Karma paneho is only a Michael Ben Gurusoy. So you see that's enough. A karma paneho, sure. You see, if it's karma paneho, it's permissible to leave it without a blech, even though it's not mibushal called tzarka, it's only to Michael Ben Gurusoy. So Rabbi says the first half Rabbi Yechanan is enough in a Mishnah that goes like Hananya. So it's halacha kistam Mishnah, we don't need Rabbi Yechanan. Then he says the second one, lahachza namitinina. That's a Mishnah. Besilomim, afmachzim machlegit b'shaimim besilom. The halacha is like besilom, that hachzar is mutter. So you don't need a Mishnah. So the Shaila said, what did Rav Sheshes? Sheshes, a big Kiddush. Sheshes tells over the big Kiddush that he heard in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Garnish ben Garnish, then off in the Mishnah. Talking about Rav Sheshes, Nami. What did he say it for? I mean, what do you the Masnisin Kamashmalan? He said over that he heard from Rabbi Yechon that this is the deal from the Mishnah. He said, if you read the Mishnah carefully, you'll know on your own that that's the deal. Not everybody reads so carefully, so slowly, so carefully. So he said over, heard from Rabbi Yechanan that he said over the Mishnah. Okay. The Yukud Masnitzin Kamash Malon. So that was the first version of Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan is paskening like Hananya, an existing sheet, an existing kana. The next version of Rabbi Yechanan is the one that Tais is paskening, like Rav Shmuel bar Yudam Rabbi Yechanan, Kirish is Kub, Gavis, Yes, Mashal, Atav, Shabish, called Sark, Hamshalushma, called Sarkan, Binam Samak, Yofalo, that's Mutter. You don't need a blech to do Shia if it's Mavushal called Sarka. That's the story. So when Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda says it over the name Rabbi Yechanan, so somebody challenged him. Omalei Hahume de Rabbanon, one of the Talmidim in Yeshiva challenged Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, and he said, "Wait a minute, how can you say that the name of Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Shmuel dam chohem tamak yafala asur. Rabbi Shmuel holds fakir." So he says, "Hold fakir. I'm saying over Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is entitled to disagree. Rabbi Yechanan is entitled to his opinion to disagree." Omalei, so Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda responds, "Oto leisa na yoda." I know what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yunam Shmuel Mistam Giyafalo Also Ki Kamin Olach Rabbi Yechanan Kamin Olach. I'm saying over Rabbi Yechanan Shita. Rabbi Yechanan has a right to disagree. Which Shita should be followed? So the Halacha says you have to follow. Yelu Yelu Divi Lekimcha. The Balabatim who are Nigrari after Rabbi Shmuel should follow Rabbi Shmuel. The Balabatim who live in Eretz Yisrael should follow Rabbi Yechanan's Pesach. What about the Balabatim who live in between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? So it depends how close. So those who live closer to Bavel are nigger after the Pesachim of Rabbi Shmuel. Those who live closer to Eretz Yisrael should be nigger after the Pesachim of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he says. Om le Rav Hukam Emeshon le Rabashi Atun the Mikra Bitzel le Rabbi Shmuel. Rabashi lived apparently in a different city from Rabbi Shmuel. The Surah, Pompadisa, Machuz, the different cities in Bavel. So he says, Rabashi, even though you live in a different city from Rabbi Shmuel, but you live very much closer to the Mokam of Rabbi Shmuel than to the Mokam of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Shmuel, you're married to Asur, so you should nigre after them. Avidik Rabbi Shmuel. However, Anan, he says, I live in Meishan. Marukva lived in Meishan. He says, Anan, Avidik Rabbi Yechanan, because we live closer to Eretz Yisrael, so we are nigre after him. That's always the halacha, that the Balabatim should always follow the psalkim of the Marda Asra. That's the Gemara. We mentioned yesterday, the Gemara Kuflam and Abed Allah. So the Gemara says, on the first half in Rabbi Lezer, the Mila, Rabbi Lezer holds you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshire Mila, for the Hachanas in advance. And we don't pass on like that. We hold that that's the Malacha Deraisa. But even though he was outvoted, but in his community, the Gemara says, even years after he died, Ben Mekomo, Shal Rabbi Lezer, that was their practice. How he curse and mates and lost the Tacham and lost his Barzal B'Shan. Gemara quotes a Braisa like that. And the same thing, Ben Mekomo, Shal Rabbi Yosef Gmili, used to eat the Sarai Tacholav, and they were not punished for following these outvoted sheetahs. That's the halacha. Each, the Balabatim should follow their Morda Asra, provided the Morda Asra is an Orthodox rabbi. If he's entitled to an opinion, if he's not entitled to an opinion, it's an Ishta. But if he was entitled to an opinion, then there, and even though there were Omdul Aminyan, let's say Bisham and Bisil were Omdul Aminyan, they were together, and they were outvoted. And because they were outvoted, the Gemara says, Bisham and Rakam Mesilayna Mishnah, you don't even consider Bisham Ashita as a Safi Koldahu. You can't even rely on Bisham Sathak, nothing with nothing. But nonetheless, the Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Nivam, also Bisham Kizire, the Talmidim of Bisham followed their Rebbe's Shita. Omdul Aminyan is Negeah to the other people who neither Talmidim Babisham and no Talmidim Babisham, so they have to follow the majority opinion. And since they were under the minion, so you can no longer say, Elevi Adivili Kimchayim, Benegeh Halacha Lamaisa, that on the Safak Arla Bechutzla, it should be Mekel, and Safak Mamzeris, and so on. It can't be Mekel at all. But as far as the Besham themselves, that's like over here, that's Moradashra, so they follow the opinion of their local Orthodox rabbi. If he's entitled to an opinion, if he's a local Orthodox rabbi. So that's what the Gemara says over here. He says, you live, Rav Ashi lives closer to the communities of Rav Shmuel, so you should follow Rav Shmuel's Pesach. And I live in Meshon, which is closer to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm Nigrar after the Pesach of Rav Yechon. Amalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Abai and Rava were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yosef. Abai was a nephew of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Yeah, but he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Mahu Lishoy is the din like Hananya or not? Is the mutter to be do shia without Guruf Oktuma or not? Hananya says mutter whenever it's a gil reichel ben Rishoy, and the other shitas sometimes yes, sometimes no. So yes, and what's the psak? Amalei harabude mashulei viochel. So he says, well, Rabbi Yudah was a big tzaddik, and there used to be mashu food for him without a blech. He sees it as mutter. So Abai answers, amalei barminei de Rabbi Yudah, leave out the rye from Rabbi Yudah. The cave in the mesukan, he was a sick man. Afilu b'shabbos namishar lemevet lei. You were even allowed to cook food for him on Shabbos. His mom is a sick person. Rashi writes, "Rogalech is bulmas, soch lecha malcha masik v'tov." He was a sick person, so he needed this. B'makom chayle, you have to be mekel. But the shayla is leave aloch mai. What's the din for a normally healthy person, not for a person who's sick? So Amalei, he says, "B'sura mashu." In the area of Sura, they followed the psak of Hananya. They left the gil machal ben destroyed. There's no issue shia. How do you know? Bistura Mashu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Marduv Dahavi. He was a big tzaddik. Marduv means a medaktik b'maisa, Rashi writes. Very medaktik in his maisa, Marduv Dahavi. U'mashalei v'yochel. And he used to do shir without a blech. And he used to eat it. So you see that he holds that Allah is like Hanan. Omer Avashi Koim Nekameh de Rav Huna. I was once present by Rav Huna v'shoin like Kasa de Harsana. And they did shehiyah without a blech. And Kasa de Harsana is a Michael of fish, Rashi explained. Dogam of Shon Bishuman Ubekemach, okay. But Ochal. And I'm not sure what it was based on. It says, Velo Yedain Imshun Sam Mistam Yafala Mutter. Does he hold that once it's a Mubusho called Sarkai, there's no Isu Shia? Imshun Kevin is Benechem, it's Samik Rahman. He's not sure. Does he hold like Rabbi Yechanan's second version? Maybe he holds like Hananya. Maybe he holds go like Hananya. That once it's a gil and machamed, there is mutter to do shia. Or maybe he holds like Rabbi Yechanan that Mavushu Kol Tzarka is Mutar. Maybe he holds that it's Mistamik Veralo. Maybe he holds like Rab Nachman. Rav Shmuel and Rab Nachman hold that if it's Mistamik Veralo is Mutar. So he says, I'm not sure what Rav Huna's Hefter was based on. Not sure. Then the Gemara gives you different cases. What's in stomach viyofalo? What's in stomach viralo? Sure. But these are the different shitas. Okay, they're the four shitas. You have Hananya and the Chachomim, and then the two Amoraim in the middle. That's the way Tosha said so. Okay, good enough. Maybe we'll stop here. So tomorrow is Thursday. We should do the next stuff. Or we should do the Parshas HaShavua. People want Parshas HaShavua. Okay, so Sunday, B'li Neder, we'll start from the top line, the left line. Bo Minei Rabchia Barabbas. Stop Bo Minei, what's the deal? Okay.